The question, what's on your iPad, replaced what's on your iPod. Even President Obama's staffers, who embraced the iPad as a mark of their tech hipness, played the game. Economic advisor Larry Summers had the Bloomberg Financial Information app, Scrabble, and the Federalist Papers. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel had a slew of newspapers. Communications advisor Bill Burton had Vanity Fair and one entire season of the television series Lost. And political director David Axelrod had Major League Baseball and NPR. Jobs was stirred by a story, which he forwarded to me, by Michael Knorr on Forbes.com. Knorr was reading a science fiction novel on his iPad while staying at a dairy farm in a rural area north of Bogota, Colombia, when a poor 6-year-old boy who cleaned the stables came up to him. Curious, Knorr handed him the device. With no instruction and never having seen a computer before, the boy started using it intuitively. He began swiping the screen, launching apps, playing a pinball game. Steve Jobs has designed a powerful computer that an illiterate 6-year-old can use without instruction, Knorr wrote. If that isn't magical, I don't know what is. In less than a month, Apple sold 1 million iPads. That was twice as fast as it took the iPhone to reach that mark. By March 2011, 9 months after its release, 15 million had been sold. By some measures, it became the most successful consumer product launch in history.